But this has definitely been one of the best edible runs in the Sardine Run that I've seen for a long time.
We've also had some bomber-sized shad again from Splash Rock right up to Hibernian. The guys are getting some beautiful shad.
The offshore side, it is the trifecta. We are talking tuna, kuta, and snook.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome anglers, welcome to where the snook and Garrick are gone wild. Guys, this is not a drill, this is not a casual cast, this is angler news, this is the weekend where the ocean loses its mind, because this is where the snook are fast and furious and on full salvage mode. Guys, they are torpedoing through the bait balls like heat-seeking missiles. One minute it is glassy surf, the next it's total carnage. They're not just nibbling, they are slashing, smashing, and punishing anything that moves. The Garrick, big, bolt like missiles. They're pushing through the gutters and smashing live bait like it owes them money. It is total chaos. It is bliss. It's from Scott Butter to Port Edward, where the reports have been rolling in from all our reporters. If you're not locked, loaded, and on the beach before sunrise, you are about to miss out on the most savage, soul-ripping fishing session of the season. Now, we're going to get into all of it. We're going to get into all of it in great detail. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Right. Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, this past week, we've seen the sardines, massive shoals, bait balls getting massacred, boats diving, anglers grinning like maniacs, and the surf at its rawest, loudest, most glorious. All right, so we are amped, we are eager, we are excited, and we ought to be, because this week, KZN has been on fire. This weekend, we are poised to be in the strike zones, in the action, in the heart of it. And we are going to kick it off in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Yep, it's still all about the sardines. Every time they've come in, there's been epic amounts of game fish with it. Lots of snook, lots of garrick, some good kingies, some big GTs, one or two small sharks in the mix, nothing major. But this has definitely been one of the best edible runs in the sardine run that I've seen for a long time. But besides that, the guys doing some running around, of getting some lovely bronze bream in that, further up and down the coast. The guys fishing the Durban North beaches, some lovely stumpies, cob, small diamond rays and brown skates here and there in the mix. On the live baits, the guys have been fishing for the cob and the garrick, getting a couple of those, but also getting hammered by spinners and grey sharks. So yeah, there's been fish from basically Port Edward to Richards Bay. The guys have been doing epically well off the beach. It's been firing very nice. On the ski boats and paddle ski side, quite a few snook have come back and are showing themselves again. No giant numbers, but they are around. The guys have been getting them. Some rocket-sized kuta in the deep. I saw a good couple of pictures of 20-plus kilo fish quite prevalent over the last few days. So the guys are doing very well. Yellowfin tuna seem to have made a reappearance. There's been quite a few of those. A couple of sailies here and there. But yeah, guys have been doing very well. On the bottom, your normal rock guards, killbecks, doggers, all those fish that rock up with the sardine run. In the bay, lots of grunter. Quite a few of them undersized, quite a lot making size. Quite a few good-sized fish in the mix. I saw a picture of one that was 5.5 kilos. Very nice fish. Quite a few small kingies around still, making an appearance every now and again. No springer, they seem to have left. And a couple ox-sized the guys have been getting. So Durban Bay, always good for the light tackle guys. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike V for ANSA News. Thank you.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, guys, fishing of the last week off the ski boats of the Durban area. Guys, yeah, the weather has been pretty darn fantastic with lovely flat seas the last couple of days. Really nice fishing conditions. So basically, it started off, yeah, guys, there's been quite a few snook. When I say a few, actually quite a lot of snook coming off the Blue Lagoon, Glen Ashley area side. Really some nice fish still around the bluff side. A couple of kuta But further on, Cave Rock side and towards the cuttings itself, that's that side. On the bottom fishing side, yeah, guys, once again, still the half carb are going off their heads in the side, all over the place, north and south. Yeah, general slingers, soldiers, some nice Englishmen and some Scotsmen coming out. And once again, plenty of rock hards, all cat faces and yellow bellies, and some heelback coming out in the evening with doggers and stuff as well. Tight lines. So this is Brad for Angling News South Africa, and speak to you guys on this.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I absolutely love it. What a start. It is absolutely perfect on the rock and surf and the offshore side of Durban. Now let's move up to the north coast, right? While we're on the coast, guys, the offshore side, it is the trifecta. We are talking tuna, kuta, and snook. It is absolutely marvelous, and we've got the 21 species going on this week, so that's going to be an absolute cracker. I'll be covering that this weekend, and I'll be sure to report back on that next week. But for now, guys, the fishing offshore off the north coast is absolutely fantastic. But the rock and surf has been a bit quiet. There's been hardly any reports coming out from there. In fact, we've got the rock and surf boys coming down the south coast, because that's where all the action is. Now we're gonna jump into the south coast very soon. Before we do, guys, here's what's going on the freshwater side from Jan.
Hey there, guys. So while the weather appears to be settled, the wait for the winter trout fishing to kick into high gear still continues. As we mentioned previously, current weather appears to be, from the outside that is, in a stable winter holding pattern, but the inner machinations, that is the pressure that we spoke about before, is still running amok, with peaks and troughs on almost daily basis of 10 bar and more. Last week saw the barometer plummet some 25 plus bar to a reading of 1006. That's probably about the second lowest that I've ever seen it around here. And then turning on a dime, screamed up 20 bar, and all in the space of 24 hours, while this massive frontal system moved over country. Guys, the fish simply don't like that. And if the forecast is to believe, there is another, smaller system on its way. So while we may be on the other side of the winter solstice and already supposedly moving towards summer, the chill ain't over yet. There have been a good number of returns received from the Natal Fly Fishers Club Stillwater anglers, but the numbers of fish in the returns don't quite match the effort. As is usually the case, it was a mixed bag, with some anglers faring better than others, but on the whole, the size of the fish noted were up a notch from previous returns. Last week's fish, all in the 15 to 21 inch or 38 to 53 centimeter bracket, which indicates that the spawners are about and matching the anglers' observations of fish visible in the shallow waters close to the bank, albeit rather late in the season. While most offerings were seemingly ignored, those that managed to entice a bite were bloodworm and skinny damsel patterns. Leg 3 of the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge, held on the waters around Nottingham Road this past weekend, yielded some 200 fish recorded by 50 odd anglers, which suggests an average of 4 fish per angler over 4 sessions. But of course, some anglers found themselves in the mix, while others did not. The biggest rainbow trout came in at 55 centimeters or 21.65 inches, and the biggest brown came in at 54 centimeters or 21.25 inches. Flies that yielded fish over the weekend included the ever popular nymphs, the PTN and the Gold Abdesia, fished in conjunction with minnow patterns and as well as white colors. For example, a white death. With the 3 seeding legs completed, the fish will get a well-deserved month's rest from the anglers' attentions, with the finals taking place in the last weekend in July. Still no news from the Midlands Bass Angling Fraternity, I'm afraid. But with the calm weather and water, there have been some reports from the fly anglers targeting carp on the surface of the Albert Falls Dam. Guys, bottom line, if you're not on the water, you are not catching fish. So get out there and throw that line. Do stop in the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korabel reporting for Kingfisher and Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Well, the Stillwaters is still cracking. 200 fish by 50 anglers. That is a really good return in my book. All right, so that's our freshwater side. Hey, by the way, I'm glad to hear that their carp are coming out on fly. As you know, I just started falling in love with my fly fishing. And I want to try everything on fly. So thank you, Jan, for that intel and that input about why the fish are feeding so erratically with that highs and lows on that barometrics. All right, so now let's get into the coast again. Let's get into the thick of it. Let's get into the heart of it. Let's get into the meat, the action, the sardine run pelagics that come with it. We are talking snook, garrick, and everything else, and we are kicking it off with Ray Thompson.
As usual, it sounds exactly the same as last week. Guys, fish down at Port Edward, lots of edibles coming out, garrick, cob, Shad, the usual suspect. The odd blue ray starting to pop its head out. Other than that, the middle south coast, Garrick and more Garrick, guys, as well as a few black-spotted kingies coming out, and of course some snook in north, and I'm talking all the way to Scottsboro, all the way through to Warner Beach. So that's the flavor of the day. Warner's obviously firing with all the shad coming out that started the Garrick and Grunter. Been a lot of big Grunter in the Ilova Caradine area over the last 2 days. Other than that, guys, it's exactly the same forecast as it was last week. Go out there and enjoy.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. All right, so you know what? That is exactly what I expected. It was not going to be a drop in form down the South Coast, not with all that sardine action that's going on. Now, guys, I just want to throw in something here. We launched our new deep dive edit. We are talking tech. What we're really getting into are all the apps. Now, these are all the apps that our reporters use. These are the apps that we use before we plan our fishing trips to know exactly what's going on. It gives us an insight, right? And we go through 5 apps where we get into it in great detail and why we use them and what we get out of them. So if you want to improve your fishing, I strongly suggest give it a listen. And you can find this under ecr.co.za under podcast or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Right, now let's get into the South Coast. Guys, this is exactly how I knew what was going on. Yeah, it was the apps that gave me an indication. But more than that, it was Adam's content coming throughout the week with all the catches of what's been going on. And trust me, you want to hear what he has to say about it.
Hey, Vinesh, I hope you're doing well, my friend. And everyone out there listening to the channel has had an awesome week. So, again, fishing has been epic down on the South Coast. I'm starting to sound like a stuck record, yeah, Vinesh. But you know what? I can't lie about it because that's exactly what's happening. We've had some loads of awesome sides come through these last few days. Really close and short, Minaba, Lucien area, Margate Beach area. We've had loads of kingfish pop up. Guys near Orange Rocks Lollipop have landed some beautiful specimen of kingfish. We've also had in the Uvonga area. We've had Jack Bennett with a nice brusher. We've had a few other brushers pop up along the coastline. Mo with a black cracker. We've got Kurbus with an awesome Garrick. The Garrick have been popping up all over again. We've also had some bream on the bite, weirdly enough, which is just odd at this stage, considering that we're mainly dealing with sards and obviously with your predatory game fish. We've also had some bomber size shad again from Splash Rock right at the Hibernian. The guys are getting some beautiful shad. So yes, it's definitely been happening. In terms of the non-eds though, things have quietened down just a little bit, just a tad, Vinesh. I suspect that they are following the main shoals, but we have tons and tons of sardines still making their way up the coastline. And we've also seen some sards moving back southward, which is a bit odd because I don't know which direction are these guys going, yeah, Vinesh. But yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. The guys have landed some really beautiful fishes. Also loads of snook around again. Yeah, what more can we wish for? What more can we say? The sardines are here. And as we know, it's always action-packed, Vinesh. So just absolutely epic to see all the anglers getting tucked into it, landing their fish. And again, good to see some bream and some rockcod and that sort of species of rockfish, so to speak, around. And the guys targeting them because I don't know if guys are getting a bit bored with these game fish or the shad. They want to try for something different, but they have been rewarded. So again, well done there. So well done to all the anglers out there. I hope the weather's going to be good for the weekend. The water has cleared up quite nicely down on the coast. Let's hope it holds out and the rain stays away and the sides still keep coming. Otherwise, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. What a way to round off the show, guys. We couldn't have rounded it off any better. This is the weekend we've been dreaming of, the moments we've been dreaming of, the season we've been dreaming of. It is dreams coming true, and it is happening down the South Coast. The fish are there, so when you get out there, make sure to cast hard, strike fast, and fish like a legend. The snook are ripping, the Garrick are charging, and your story starts when that rod bends and your reel screams. So, with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.